This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive. Only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you all for coming. Really appreciate it. We successfully launched our new automotive service technician program. The class... The class actually started January 21st, and the construction timeline was so tight, we didn't have a chance to have an open house, a launch, a celebration. So that's what the purpose of today is, to introduce the Auto Technology Program to the public and to you all, and thank you all for your support. Before we get started, I'm going to ask Vinny or Larry if we can go get the students. We successfully launched this program, constructing the lab, but also recruiting students. We now have two full cohorts of 15 students participating in this program. Yeah. A group of 15 from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and then another group that comes in the evening, right? So you'll see some of those students. They're acting really, really shy right now. So let's give our students a round of applause. Again, good morning and welcome. And thank you all for coming, and I'm extremely excited to introduce to you today our new Automotive Service Technician Program in partnership with SUNY Erie. Before we dive into the program, I'd like to recognize a few people in attendance. Erie County Legislator Lawrence Dupree. Let's go around the clock. Representing Senator April Baskin's office, Brenda Alessi. Representing the Honorable Crystal D. People Stokes' office, Mr. Mark Boyd. New York Power Authority Board Chair, my good friend, Mr. John Comer. Empire State Director for Western New York, Karen Hutz. I'd also like to recognize North Workforce Training Center board members, Nina Herb, Randy Murphy, and DeVille Jackson. I'd now like to welcome to the podium to provide opening remarks, representing New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, Ms. Bobby Lockwood.
Well, good morning, Northland.
Good morning.
Come on, students.
Good morning.
Thank you. Always great to be here in this wonderful spot, and always on behalf of Governor Kathy Hochul, I bring you greetings and gratitude. It was just last month, it was February 6th, that Governor Hochul announced three new locations for her on-ramp program. On-ramp, one network for regional advanced manufacturing partnerships to create a network of high-impact workforce development centers connecting New Yorkers with careers in high-growth industries. While our trip here this morning was made easier by our bright blue Buffalo skies and dry pavement, on that day, and from her podium to an audience in Albany, she asked, who traveled the farthest in an ice storm? The governor answered her own question because she said, Northland, I see Stephen Tucker. And today, we see and thank Stephen Tucker and the board here at Northland for this opportunity to once again come together to this place of community, of connection, of light, and learning. And why did the governor single out Stephen Tucker and Northland? Well, we all know why, right? But we can never say it enough, because it's so important to repeat and amplify every chance we get. Because as the governor said that day, we are going to build on the proven success of a place called Northland Workforce Training Center. And she asked Stephen to stand up, to give you the recognition for what you did and are doing right here in Buffalo. She's been on this campus so many times. She saw the model. She saw success involving the community, the local jobs, the community college. And she saw how that was working. And she said, why not all over the state of New York? Why not export this? Spread it all over, especially down the I-90 corridor. She said, we know how to do it now. We have the formula. We have the opportunities to tear down the roadblocks. The governor knows. Governor leads with Northland because Northland has led the way. This morning, we celebrate and congratulate the addition of the new auto tech program made possible by the New York Power Authority, SUNY Erie, Northtown Automotive, Wester Automotive, our great partners, the governor's great partners in state, county, city government, my partners here at Empire State Development. We all hear, right? We all hear about private-public partnerships. Standing here today, we see it, we feel it, and we are the better for it, beginning with Northtown Automotive and Wester Automotive, who are true community partners in so many civic and charitable endeavors. But their success is privately owned businesses, understanding that they need access to a skilled workforce prepared to meet the challenges of an ever-evolving technology. And with the support of SUNY ECC and Northland's pipeline of education, hands-on experience, and wraparound services bound under one roof, built on a strong foundation of community engagement and involvement, fueled by the power of the mighty Niagara Power Plant and the New York Power Authority Power Proceeds Program. More than a million of the proceeds harnessed by the power plant within 30 miles of where we stand today, making this program a reality. And under Governor Hochul's leadership and direction, resources must lead to results. And the greatest measure of those results, the highest measure of what is possible when we work together, is best personified by the 30 students that are making the most of this opportunity to learn a valuable skill set, to pursue good paying jobs, and to set forth on a path to a brighter future for themselves, for their families. You know, Governor Hochul asked Stephen to stand up last month, and today, as her representative, I am proud to remind us all how she stands up every day fighting for all of our families. We'll always stand with all of you, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Congratulations. Thank you so much. I'm now happy to bring up our mayor of the city of Buffalo. Last night I saw him on the stage at Shays. And today I bring him up for his remarks here at our wonderful Northland Center. Thank you. Welcome, Mayor Scanlon.
Thank you, Bonnie, and good morning, everyone. Like I said last night on the stage, and I'll say it again, thankfully I wasn't up there singing. Good morning. There is incredible power in collaborations, and today we celebrate a great one. I want to congratulate the New York Power Authority and the Northland Workforce Training Center on the launch of this new auto tech program. I want to give a special thanks to New York Power Authority Chairman John Comell, New York Power Authority President and CEO Justin Driscoll, Northland Workforce Training Center President and CEO Stephen Tucker, and of course, our first class of auto tech trainees. How about a round of applause for our trainees? Investing in Buffalo's workforce is as important as ever. Developing, supporting, and investing in Buffalo's workforce has to be a top priority. And this program is another example of how we can provide skilled labor opportunities and ensure local workforce, the local workforce is prepared for the ever-evolving job market. It's also a great example of a public-private partnership coming together to create real opportunities for economic mobility. I want to thank Governor Kathy Hochul and her team for their continued support of workforce development initiatives here in Buffalo and across the state of New York. This initiative also wouldn't be possible without key industry partners who are helping shape the program to meet the demands of today's workforce. I want to give a special recognition to SUNY Erie, Northtown Automotive, and Wester Automotive Group. And I'd like to ask everyone to join me in a round of applause for those key partners. As the automotive industry evolves, the demand for highly skilled technicians is going to continue to grow. We were talking about this before and how there's an ever-growing need for these technicians. This program is exactly what we need to equip our workforce with the training, the tools, and the hands-on experience to meet that demand. This program will open doors and opportunities to good-paying, high-demand jobs that will strengthen Buffalo's economy and provide long-term career opportunities to our residents. To anyone who might be watching at home, whatever platform you might be viewing this on or through, I encourage you to enroll in this program. I know Northland is now currently accepting applications for future classes, and I encourage you to please do so. If you know someone who is interested in an automotive career, please encourage them to apply. And in closing to our first class of auto techs, congratulations. Taking this step is a commitment to your future and a commitment to the future of Buffalo's workforce, and I look forward to coming back in August to celebrate your continued success. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic day. As I mentioned, there's power in collaboration, and in government that's no different. And in my time as mayor, I've had an absolute fantastic partner at the county level and our county executive, Erie County, Mark Polenkar. So I'd like to welcome him to the podium now to say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor, and you'll be hearing a lot more about some of those collaborations in the near future as we have some big announcements with regards to a number of projects that we've been working on. So thank you for your work. And good morning to all. It's great to be here. It's nice and sunny. After the winter we had, isn't it good to be, it's nice out and it's sunny. It's an indication of what's happening here at the Northland campus with the new SUNY Erie Auto Tech program. That, as was noted by Stephen, started officially in January. This does not come easy in the past in Buffalo, but it has come easy now because of the collaborations that have existed. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, this wouldn't have happened because it would have required the public sector, the private sector, not-for-profits to work together. And as we know, that was not an easy thing in Buffalo, in Erie County at that time. But instead, here we are today, opening up officially, even though it's been open for a couple months, this wonderful Auto Tech Center. And it's an example of what we do right now, which we always hoped we could do, but never did. And that's why I want to thank all of the partners who made this a reality. Of course, to Northland, Stephen Tucker and his team, I thank you. Stephen and I have talked numerous times about how we need to continue to engage this campus over here to ensure that people understand that what they saw at the beginning was not the end. And this is an example of it, so I want to thank Stephen and his team. I certainly want to thank Dr. Adiam Sagai and the team at SUNY Erie. This is a SUNY Erie location. You'll be hearing a lot more soon about SUNY Erie and its one college view. Forever, when you talked about SUNY Erie, it was, are you at North Campus? Are you at City? Are you at South? Now it's one college with multiple locations across the community where it's needed. And this is an example of what's where it's needed. There was an auto tech and still is an auto tech program in the South Towns, but that does no good if you don't have any transportation from the city of Buffalo, and in particular, this area on the east side of Buffalo. We could have had 10 auto tech programs across all of Erie County, and it wouldn't have mattered if you couldn't get there. That's why it's important that this facility, this auto tech program, be here. So thank you to Dr. Sagai and her team. Of course, thank you to Governor Kathy Hochul and her team, led of course locally by Bonnie Lockwood, for continuing to invest in Northland and understanding the importance. Because you cannot have a strong economy unless you have workers that are ready and able to fit the need in the economy of today. And that's what I continually have heard from those in the auto businesses. We need more trained auto techs. So thank you to Governor Hochul for continued investment, as well as to the Power Authority, John Plummel and his team there. It is important that these projects, which are not always easy to get off the ground, occur. So thank you to the entire Power Authority team. Of course, to our friends in the auto industry, I want to thank you for your continued investment from Wester, Northtown, and the others. It is important that we continue to grow our region. And the only way to grow our region is to educate individuals for the jobs that exist today. Our unemployment rate is very low, but there are thousands of jobs that are being unfulfilled across the spectrum of our local economy, often because people do not have the education necessary to fill those jobs or transportation to become educated or get to those jobs. We've eliminated in some ways the problems that existed prior with the transportation to get the education. Now we are going to educate the individuals. They are going to work in a lifelong career where they can make a lot of money. And that's important. So I want to thank the investments that have been made by our local auto dealerships. And to each and every one of you, thank you for being here. This, as I said, would not have come easy 20 years ago. It wouldn't even have occurred 40 years ago, because it would have required a lot of people who weren't talking to each other to get into a room to solve a problem that existed. Well, that was the old Buffalo. That was the old Erie County. This is the new Buffalo, the new Erie County, where the city and the county work together to alleviate problems, where the public sector and the private sector get into a room, hash out their issues, and realize by working together, we create a better community for all. And isn't that what it's supposed to be? So thank you all for the good work that you've done. And I know they may be on their second cohort here, but when they're on their 1,000th and their 2,000th, and people are working in good paying jobs across the area of our region, we will realize that this is a legacy project that made a difference in people's lives and something that we can all be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you all for the kind remarks and the kind words. And one of our other partners, an organization that we partner deeply with, is Buffalo Public Schools. And I'd like to recognize Superintendent Dr. Tarney Williams for being here. Buffalo Public Schools actually has an automotive service technician program right at Bernard High School. And we're going to be looking forward to working more closely with them to create that pipeline, career pathway, and lead to the great careers that we have in Western New York. The journey for this project actually started more than 3 years ago. It started after a conversation that I had with Dr. Sagai, Adam Perry, and Paul Stasniak. I see Paul is in the room. Paul is with the Niagara Frontier Auto Dealers Association. And we talked about the challenge and the shortage of skilled automotive service technician workers here locally. We brainstormed and we put our heads together. Then we pursued funding with the New York Power Authority, and the New York Power Authority Power Proceeds Board stepped up to the plate and provided $1.2 million to create this lab right here in the east side of Buffalo. Let's give them a round of applause. Now, isn't this lab amazing? It reflects a real automotive service center. And that was because we partnered with Jay Galligan and Bill Holm with Yorktown Auto and with Wes Turner to help design this lab. I could have never done this by myself without them and their expertise. So I would like to thank you guys for your contributions and helping us design this state-of-the-art facility. This definitely was a long journey, but I think it's worth it. We're now going to be able to create a pipeline of trained talent to feed the automotive service industry. And I'd now like to turn your attention to the monitor for a short video.
I think this is a tremendous step towards solving a very critical problem in the industry.
Concept and Daniel way back in 2015, we wanted to deliver a program right here in the heart of the city. We wanted to make sure that underrepresented populations had access to opportunities.
One of the greatest shortages that we face is talent in the automotive repair areas. And there are hundreds of openings today in the Buffalo market for some of them with a certificate in maintenance or an AOS degree.
We began operations in 2018. Since that time, we've enrolled more than 1,300 students. We currently have a 64% total completion rate and 83% job placement rate. Our graduates earn now a salary of around $45,000 per year. That's added about $42 million back into our local economy and has had a bigger economic impact of more than $84 million.
There's a few things that make me think. The fact that all the semesters happen, right? And that's really unheard of a lot of places. They did their first semester and something happened, they couldn't return for some reason. If they were successful in that first semester, I can actually give them a 15-week surge. So at least they need for that class one semester. That one semester cert goes into a one-year cert, that one-year cert goes into a two-year AOS degree, and it's right back to our school.
I am all that time up in New York. I grew up in this area. I love this initiative. And New York Power Authority's been here from the beginning. New York Power Authority touches the energy industry across the entire spectrum. So everything from generation, transmission, to the other side of the meter, and of course transportation and other sectors as well. So we're interested in making sure the pipeline and workforce is there to support what we need to do. And this is where it all comes together, so we are able to support a underrepresented community, and then in the end, we're able to employ or otherwise engage to get our strategy complete.
I'll slide out the small side boys, you're now 5%.
This is the true model of collaboration. Again, I can't emphasize enough with outcome, because that is really what it is, that we want to make sure that we serve our students with excellent student services, excellent in academics. It's really just paying attention to the changes in the industry and upscaling our curriculum to ensure that it's ever changing.
That's going to be a problem.
This moves forward, not unlike anything else, with people and with personal effort. And that effort really shines through in a day like today, where we get to take a look at this shop, fully functional, 30 people coming in and out who are going to have those skills as we come through in a shop environment that looks professional. This is industry meets education meets the community.
That's an amazing video, and I'd like to thank the New York Power Authority marketing team for helping us create that video. I'd now like to welcome to the podium, representing New York Power Authority, Jairo Flores.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning. My name is Jairo Flores. I'm the regional manager for the Western New York region. I moved to the area in 2023, so you can appreciate that the winter has been really hard for me this year. Especially for me growing up in Colombia, where it's 85 degrees in the year-round zone. Today is an amazing day. It's sunny outside, it's beautiful, and it's an exciting day to be here. For me particularly, it's exciting to know that I'm running one of the most important power plants in the country. Forget about the state, but in the country. And to know that what we do can make things like this happen, that's amazing. When you are generating power, when you are fixing the units and all that, you don't think about the impact that it's causing on the community, it's causing on the state. But when you come to events like this and you see the impact, it makes me feel extremely proud to work for the company I work for, be under the leadership of the governor, guiding all the initiatives that we're driving, and to be able to be part of this transformation and developing a workforce. NYPA has a long story of commitment, and is evident in various workforce development programs across the state. These commitments are aimed to closing the skill gap and providing career opportunities in high demand industries. This program today addresses a critical need in the local automotive industry by offering comprehensive training to students who will earn college credits and a certificate upon completion of the program. As it was mentioned previously, in September of 2023, NYPA awarded Northland close to $1.2 million in power proceeds funding to support this program, ensuring that students have access to quality education and training irrespective of their background. NYPA's power proceeds is funding that are allocated and reinvested in the community for local businesses and for non-profit organizations to stimulate economic growth. The students currently enrolled in this program will receive hands-on training in a state-of-the-art AutoTech lab, giving them the skills needed to succeed in the evolving automotive industry. NYPA's commitment to workforce development is broad and multifaceted. We support various programs that prepare New Yorkers to careers in clean energy, advanced manufacturing, and other high-growth sectors. As part of the expanded authority, NYPA received, following the 2023-24 state budget, we have also been authorized to support workforce training initiatives through the state with up to $25 million annually. Under Governor Kathy Hochul's leadership, NYPA remains committed to enhancing New York's skilled labor force, particularly as it relates to decarbonization, renewable energy, and bolstering the reliability and the resiliency of the state power grid. So let me talk a little bit about our environmental justice team. The environmental justice team, as you came in, you probably saw a nice white EV Chevy Volt, 2017 Chevy Volt that was parked at the entrance. So that was donated by our team along with a EV charger and multiple tools associated with the Northland shop for forthcoming clean energy center. The NYPA EJ team is working hard supporting similar initiatives throughout the state, including on an effort to advance EV training. Later this year, NYPA and its partners at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy will host an event to bring together educators, EV workforce trainers, EV industry leaders, elected officials, government agencies, and other leaders statewide to discuss the future of the EV workforce. If you want to learn more about this gathering, please reach out to our NYPA colleagues who will be here to talk about that and find out more. As you can see, our goal at NYPA is to create sustainable career paths and economic opportunities that benefit individuals, businesses, and communities across New York. I want to express our deepest gratitude to SUNY Erie Community College, West Hare Auto Group, Northtown Automotive,
and of course, Northland, for their collaboration and support in making this program a reality. Thank you again for being here today. I can't wait to see all the positive impact of this program and have all the positive impact that it has locally, and to find new ways to support workforce development and economic growth throughout New York. Thank you so much. So it is my pleasure to introduce now President of SUNY Erie Community College, Dr. Tagai.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So before I get to my talking points here, I just want to say, you know, when I first got hired at SUNY Erie, number one, I'm an alumni, proud alumni of SUNY Erie, and I don't stop here, this is alumni too. But when I first got hired at SUNY Erie, my first project was Northland. And where's Stephen Tucker? They were going to kick us out. SUNY Erie was going to be kicked out. But it did not happen. Because we were, I gotta be honest, right? Because I think to the county's exec's comment about collaboration is difficult. And doing business differently is difficult as well, right? So we worked very hard to be here. So I'm excited to be here today. And the last thing I wanna point out is that being at Adam Perry's home with Paul and Stephen Tucker, we sat there for about maybe 2 hours now and really talked about this. But me and Stephen Tucker took that and made it a reality today. So thank you, thank you. So I want to thank everyone who has joined us today, our public officials, our partners in business, especially West Hart, Northtown, educators, and nonprofit sectors, and our friends in the community. Your support is valued. I would also like to thank the SUNY Board of Trustees, Jeff Stone and Melody Baker, and all of them, the rest of our trustees. And then the representative from the Chancellor's Office is here with us today. I want to take a moment to thank our faculty, because without our faculty, this would not be a reality. And representing the faculty is Vinny. Vinny, can you stand up, please? Thank you. So commitment is truly an evidence of Vinny. I remember when he was done with this project, it was 10 o'clock at night, and he called me to say, it's done. We're ready to start. So thank you for your dedication. Thank you. The Northland Workforce Training Center and the New York State Bar Authority have been great partners, and I would like to thank them for their investment in this program, our students, and our community. I was so happy to be part of this partnership at the start, as I said. I could see the program's potential and the opportunity to create a mutual benefit outcome for our students and industry. At the end of the day, it's about outcome. We could have all programs, but if we do not have the outcome, it doesn't matter. Working together in combination with Northland's workforce development expertise and SUNY Erie's automotive curriculum and faculty, will provide a direct path in the demand career for our students. Many of our students are in our diverse college community come to us facing various barriers to access and success. This program removes financial and accessibility barriers, which help to invite all students, ultimately creating a more highly skilled workforce. As an institution, we at SUNY Erie focus on providing the necessary academic foundation and hands-on training to ensure that all of our graduates leave with the skills and the credentials they will need to be successful in their career. This program is amazing, an example of how partnership combining expertise can truly make a difference for our students and their family and our community at large. Thank you so much. Thank you. So with that, I would like to thank Jay Young, a good friend and a good partner.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. And thank you, Adyam. It really is, when we talk about barriers to employment and some of those other things, a lot of the industry and a lot of what we've talked about is how do we get people who need jobs, want jobs, have direct need for employment to the table to make sure that we can get them the proper training in here. And this is where this idea really came to fruition. We have all sorts of other programs, and to the county executive's credit, absolutely, we could have 10 different automotive programs in all sorts of different spots, but if we can't get people there, then they're not gonna have the benefit of that. And I guess I wanna start, number one, it's a beautiful shop. I mean, it really is, it turned out excellent, and thank you for all of you who were involved in putting this together. I know I see a lot of faces out there who work in industry and had a lot to do with making sure that this was right and well done. However, I will caution the students, not a lot of our automotive facilities have a bank of skylights that is from end to end that creates the natural light. I don't think I'm gonna ask Scott for that in each one of our stores here anytime soon. But I also wanna thank, I wanna say thank you from industry. You know, there's been a lot of thank yous that went through, but thank you for listening. Because this is what we need. We need employees. We need people who are going to come in with the right skills, with the right trade, making sure that they have that step forward. And I don't want to go to other communities to get it. We have people right here in this community to do it. And it's those people in this community that will keep this community strong for years to come. I want to say a special thank you to Vinny. I know, Adyam, you thank Vinny. The efforts and energy that comes into building something like this and working, there have been times that he's called, no lie, 9, 10 o'clock at night, making sure that this is going the right direction. And Dr. Tucker, absolutely amazing. You cannot do this without energy. That connection between people, that connection between entities, it doesn't happen without keeping moving. You have to keep the energy moving and keep it in there. And that saying, the energy moves because what the benefit of these students are going to have is hands-on. The way that you learn, the way that you inspire and get confidence is working and touching vehicles, working and making sure that you're working in the industry that you're in. And there's no better place to do that than the shop like this, where you have vehicles on lifts, you can take tires off of cars, and you can put people feeling like they're at work. So when they get to work, they know what it feels and looks like. That's where the rubber meets the road. Sorry for the pun. So I heard resources that need results, right? That's how it has to be. Well, with the industry partners that are involved here, with the need that we have, with the growing need that we have, the technicians of tomorrow don't look like the technicians of yesterday. Every one of our technicians has a laptop. They all work on phones. They're all working in a different way than they did before. Our job is to give them that head start, to start to push and press to make sure that they can have the tools and the training to become the technicians of tomorrow. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone involved. I love seeing this in the spot that it's in today. I'm so proud of what has come and where we were and where we are today. So I want to say thank you and congratulations. And with that, we can't do this without industry partners coming together. And I don't disagree with what's been said. It's not easy for industry partners or even other partners, education, to get on the same page and figure out, let's go for a common goal. And I know myself and Bill Holm from the Northtown Auto Group, I've been on that same. So let me introduce the Director of Fixed Operations for Northtown, Bill Holm.
Good morning. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. I want to add something to that. It's very rare in the industry today for two competing organizations to collaborate on a worthy cause. That only works because people like Jay Galligan exist in an organization the caliber of West Kerr, and I'm very grateful for that relationship. We were talking earlier today about where you started in the car business. I personally started washing floors in a dealership in LaSalle, Illinois in 1968. Here I am today, I've worked on four continents, three different publicly held companies, and I'm grateful to be here in New York working for the Northtown organization. There's some constants in that, and one of them is that although we fix cars, it's a people business. And being in the people business, we are constantly looking for good new talent, local talent. I personally am very, very grateful for my relationship with Adyam Sagai. Dr. Sagai is a wonderful asset to all of us. Vinny, is the reason that this all works. The power authority is the reason that we have this opportunity in the first place. Stephen Tucker and Asantha Holly pulled it all together and made it work. I'm very, very grateful to be part of this organization, very grateful to have been able to support it, and will continue to. As was mentioned earlier, there are lots of places that SUNY Erie has a presence. One of those is in Northtown. We have an extension campus where we also teach an AOS degree. Vinny's very involved in that. I see Catherine Aiken here, a wonderful asset to the organization and a wonderful asset to bringing all this technology together. I think it's important to recognize that what we have here are people, and the value in this is people, and people who are building the future of the automotive industry and providing an opportunity for students to progress forward into one of the best paying jobs Erie County has to offer. With that, I want to thank again Stephen Tucker, Dr. Sagai for letting me be a part of this, and I want to thank all of you for being here today. I believe Mr. Tucker has some additional comments. Thank you.
Thank you all again for being here, and thank you all, the partners, for your contributions and your kind words. I just want to provide a quick recap. The Northland Workforce Training Center, we opened way back in 2018, so we are turning, 8 years old this year. Since we've opened, we've enrolled more than 1,300 students. We currently have a 64% program completion rate. When you look at our completion rate, that completion rate is double the national average. We're placing 83% of our graduates in jobs earning average starting salaries of about $45,000 per year. Those starting salaries add about $42 million in wages back into our local economy. So this investment that we received from Buffalo Building, this investment that we received from the Power Authority is more than paying for itself, not only economically, but also by providing pathways to the middle class for local residents. This program is just the beginning. I'm excited to announce we are launching additional programs this fall and next spring. We're working on an HVAC program currently that will launch in the fall of 2025 in partnership with SUNY Erie. We're also launching a clean tech program, clean energy program, in partnership with Alfred State College in the spring of 2026. All of those programs align with our strategic plan, which is providing business and industry with a qualified workforce that's industry driven and employment focused.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.